not buying it. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The White House with some skepticism about stated Russian plans to pull back troops in Ukraine.
Communications Director Kate Bedingfield said the American support of Ukraine is unwavering,
both on the battlefield and at the negotiating table.
But word of Russia's agreement to pull back some troops, Bedingfield says, is not being taken at face value just yet.
We believe any movement of forces from around Kyiv is a redeployment and not a withdrawal. And the world should be prepared for a major offensive against other areas of Ukraine.
She says that is why the president urges allies to stand firm on sanctions designed to hurt Russia economically. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The CDC following the FDA in recommending Americans age 50 or older get a second COVID booster if it's been at least 4 months since their last vaccination. Earlier today, the FDA authorized an extra dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine for that age group and for younger people with severely weakened immune systems. President Biden has signed into law a measure that makes lynching a federal hate crime.
Over the years, several federal hate crime laws were enacted, including one I signed last year to combat COVID-19 hate crimes. But no federal law expressly prohibited lynching. None. Until today.
The new law makes it possible to prosecute a crime as a lynching when a conspiracy to commit a hate crime leads to death or serious bodily injury. The Census Bureau looking at ways to possibly adjust its annual population estimates to account for undercounts of some minority groups in the 2020 census numbers. A census official says a research team within the Bureau is looking at the feasibility of adjusting the numbers to reflect the undercounts from the census, so population undercounts are not baked into future population estimates. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The mayor of the third largest city in Colorado steps in to break a tie on a vote to whether to ban homeless camps.
City leader Mike Kaufman proposed the ban on urban camping, a term used to describe pop-up homeless camps, and snaps a 5-5 tie in the Aurora City Council, turning his idea into law. This stops all urban camping on private and public property within the city. The new measure requires a 72-hour notice before an unauthorized camp is shut down, and the city must have a shelter available for every person staying in the camp, and they can't break it up if no shelter space is available. On land owned by the Colorado Department of Transportation, the policy of a 7-day notice will remain since a municipal ordinance will not override their jurisdiction. The new rule hits the books 30 days from the vote. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Tugboats have begun working to dislodge a container ship that's been stuck in the Chesapeake Bay since March 13th. The maker of a tax preparation software company is being sued by the Federal Trade Commission.
The Consumer Protection Watchdog says that Intuit allegedly pushed supposedly free products in a years-long ad campaign, misleading Americans. The FTC says about two-thirds of all tax filers in the U.S. could not use the TurboTax free product in 2020. In addition, the commission has also filed a federal district court complaint asking a court to order Intuit to halt its deceptive advertising immediately. The FTC says Americans with adjusted gross incomes of $73,000 or less can use several products available through the IRS Free File program to file federal and state tax returns entirely for free.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The royal family, including Queen Elizabeth, who recently got over COVID-19, paid tribute to Prince Philip today with a service of Thanksgiving at Westminster Abbey. About 1,800 family members and guests attended the memorial, which included hymns and tributes to his charities. Philip died last April at age 99. I'm Lisa Lacera, this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.